contain the flame? I can't contain the flame. Jack can't contain the flame. Andy can't contain the flame. But what we can do is talk about it. Station 19, Episode 3, Season 1, next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Someone started the fire.
Right?
Someone started a bunch of fires.
A bunch of fires.
Yes. Hi, guys. Welcome back. Station 19 After Show, AfterBuzz TV. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Antwi, and I am so excited to get into this. I normally say, damn you, Shonda, because you have me all in my feels. Mm-hmm. But now, Stacey McKee, that's who I'm going to be saying, damn you, Stacey.
And I'm Sarah Lyons. Thank you so much for tuning in. I cannot wait to talk about episode 3.
We are missing two of our other co-hosts, but they will be back next week. We miss you girls already.
Yes.
But we have so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. Like, so much to talk about.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and I feel like I'm learning about fire and smoke. I'm like, maybe, did I not learn the basics?
Exactly. Right? This is only the third episode, but I'm like, I didn't know that, or different facts. Like,
oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
So many.
We'll get into that.
So, I loved how when they opened the show, they talked about how they were reading smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And you study every puff, every whiff, mm-hmm. so you know what type of fire you're dealing with.
Exactly.
Like, that's one thing that I would just never have thought. I thought, fire is fire.
Yeah, smoke is smoke.
Smoke is
smoke.
But
no, there's different types.
But no, there's different types, and we'll get into that shortly. Mm-hmm. We are going to have an amazing segment called Fire Facts, and we're going to learn with you guys about fire.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, JJ makes another appearance.
Yes.
And
I like her Brenda song, like, keep coming.
What did you think of her coming back and that whole thing?
Well, we kind of knew that she was since the end of the episode. Yeah. It's like we saw this like ominous smoke coming out of her ceiling, and so they're banging her out. And I'm liking her character. She's a little frantic, kind of not really knowing what she wants to do, how she wants to be with Dean.
Yeah.
With Dean's character. And that was interesting to see how that all unfolded in her building.
I feel like there's a budding romance about to pop up for some reason, but we might get into that into mm-hmm. predictions. And then the cop is back.
Yes, the cop is back. He's never left.
I mean, he's never left.
He was still at the station. It's so cute. He's like taking care of her father.
And what do you think about that? Why do you think he's doing that?
Because he likes Andy.
He loves Andy.
Right, loves. That's loves very true. Andy. Let's use that word.
And that's why he's always around. And I'm wondering, like, when do you work?
But I kind of loved how the father kind of called him out, like what are you here again?
Yeah, you can't butter me up because you're trying to get in my daughter's pants.
Oh, my God. Right? He was so brutally honest. Like,
he really was. Mm. And then we see a lot of Ben and Ben's development. And so at that first fire, they mm-hmm. have him watching the pipes, and he feels like he's being hazed, he's being underutilized,
exactly.
And he just wants to get into it, and they tell him, hey, listen, take it down, you're up here, you need to be down here.
But we saw that, I know I'd like to quickly reference Grays, but that's Warren's character, he always gets so enthusiastic,
and
so he throws everything into it. He even mentioned taking things personally.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that. Like, you have to take a step back.
But I don't know. I almost want him to still take it personal.
Well, that's him.
Yeah.
You just feel that love he has in his heart and the passion he has for it.
Yeah, and he can be that type of firefighter mm-hmm. who cares, right?
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so then we go really a lot about Andy versus Jack mm-hmm. in this episode. What was your overall feeling about what was going on there?
Oh, goodness. You can still sense the love is there, but they both want this job of captain so bad. It's like they're willing to put that on the back burner mm-hmm. to at least show the chief that they deserve this more. And so I thought it was interesting how the episode started with Andy being in charge still, like towards the end of her shift,
yeah.
and then it shifted over to Jack. But they both want to lead so bad, it's like hard for them to take a step back and listen, but you know?
Yeah. So
what did you think of that?
I thought that we haven't really got a chance to see Jack lead yet. Mm-hmm. We just got a little bit of it towards the end of the episode.
Yeah.
But we know that Andy wants it really badly. And she's very specific. Mm-hmm. She likes rules.
By the book.
She's by the book.
Mm-hmm.
And even though last episode she had the pull day and she was acting like she's fun and easy, she really is about rules and schedules and structure.
Yeah.
And I think that Jack knows that about her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's just kind of freestyling. But I think there's a strategy to what he's doing, which we'll get into shortly.
Okay.
But I think that between the two of them,
do you think they make a good team?
I don't know. Like, they both got in trouble, but the chief.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she was hard on the chief. She was hard on them, but she also, I feel like she's rooting for them. Like, she's saying, this is what you did wrong. This is mm-hmm. how you can learn from each other. Like, you're both good, so, like, don't make it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I got that a little bit. But mm-hmm. I do think that this was the first time we saw Andy kind of made a mistake.
For sure.
Right? And I'm trying to look in my notes to figure out what it was called. It's called
the strip, or what she
the
was
hot
doing.
Strip. Yeah,
the heat strip.
Yeah, the heat strip or hot strip. Hot strip.
Yeah,
she wanted to create that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was what she wanted to do. And
with a little hole.
Yeah, and then Jack was like, "No, I want to." He wanted to like break something down.
All yeah, open. Yeah.
And she's like, "No, no, 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 no." And they were fighting, kind of wasting time. And then
exactly,
it turns out that he was right.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that it's definitely negative in the sense that, like, she's trying to prove herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know what's going on, but he even said that he had experience with this building. You should listen. You should defer to him. Like,
yeah.
Don't try and just show everyone, like, I know what you're talking about when you really don't.
I totally you know? Agree with you.
So it's like pride gets in the way, and it's like, okay, we're trying to save lives here, so don't let that
and get in the way. I thought an important part also was when she was basically call me captain to him. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yes, because Andy, it's captain
it's
today.
It's captain today.
Ooh, okay,
yeah,
Andy.
I was like, ooh, you're getting a little, like, oof,
a little messy.
Tit for tat.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then so we noticed that this fire, that the pipes are growing
mm-hmm.
and the roof is losing its integrity.
So there was a reason.
So there was a reason, and Warren didn't realize till the end how important
that job was.
That job was.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we see JJ's boyfriend get pulled out,
mm-hmm.
Seth.
Yes.
By Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was an interesting little, like, possible love triangle.
Exactly. That was
because she made it clear, that is not my boyfriend.
It's a hookup friend.
Right.
So there's a difference. Oh, wait, I'm going to the hospital because, you know, I'm a good human.
I'm a good
not
human.
Not because I'm a girlfriend. Like, she was
okay. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
As she gave the side eye.
I know.
And then Travis says to Dean, you and your little fireflies.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was funny that there's actually a nickname. So you know how there are groupies for bands?
Exactly.
There are groupies for...
that's a real thing.
Yeah.
Firemen are attractive.
Hashtag fireflies.
Hashtag fireflies. You're just like... You're just attracted to... Oh my gosh.
So true.
Wow.
So... Ben has another moment, I find, mm-hmm. and he was really integral in this episode when they are going back to, it was actually JJ's apartment,
mm-hmm.
and Ben is talking about being in the OR versus firefighting and how you just really get to know the person
mm-hmm.
by going through their stuff. And
it's
Dean
very
says,
personal.
Yeah, and Dean says, don't make it personal.
Yeah.
You can't make it personal.
Because I feel like that'd make it harder.
You know, we learned towards the end of the episode that you sometimes don't ever see these people ever again.
Mm-hmm. But he had a hard time with that.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to see, are they okay now? What happened?
Right. The doctor in him wants to check up on, and he even called them the patients.
They're not patients, they're victims. They're victims. Yeah.
But I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it, Ben, and, you know, we love you for it.
Yeah.
And then we see Andy spending some time with her dad at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
So dad is hanging out.
Bored.
Wants to get his hands dirty. He's not less than 48 hours from leaving the hospital.
Exactly.
And now he wants to get a job. What were your thoughts?
I thought that was hilarious. I wasn't surprised at all. Like, if you think, you can tell he's a hard worker. He's been leading this crew forever. Like, he's not the man that would be happy sitting at home twiddling his thumbs. He wants to be, even though he can't be part of the action, but he wants to still be there, needs something to do every day. Like, I totally understand
that.
Yeah. But I understand Andy's side too, like being worried about him. But it's like, you know, I still have to live life. Yes, I'm sick, but you want me to just sit at home on
the
couch?
I agree with that. I think
you
that know? Everyone heals differently.
Exactly.
And I was thinking in that moment, you know how sometimes you hear of older people who have worked their entire lives, like 40, 50 years, and then mm-hmm. they retire, and then they have nothing to do, and then something happens to them because they're so, they have nothing. They don't have that structure. Mm-hmm. So if that's something that he needs, go and answer phones and try to live as much as a normal life as you can while you have the energy to do it.
Yeah, he's not putting himself in danger. He just wants to be around people and, and feel like he's doing, making a difference.
Yeah, you know? And have some normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she's upset that her dad is going to go back to work or wants to go back to work. So she calls Maya and Vic to talk, day drink, hang out, day drink some more.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really cute moment.
When she was on the phone, did you think she was calling one of the guys?
I did.
Me too.
For sure.
I was like,
who's going to be? And I didn't think it was Jack.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't think it was Jack.
Ryan is really trying to get in there.
He really is. Okay. And I thought it might be Ryan because he's right across.
He's right across the street.
Across the street
or
next door.
Yeah, he's right next door. Mm-hmm.
But in that moment, we learned a lot about Maya.
Yes.
Right? So we learned that Maya is bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
likes
a little
to,
player.
Little player.
Play the field.
Yes, likes to play the field. That's a really good word because that's not what I was about to
say. Do you want to say what you're about?
No.
Okay.
Let's keep this PG. But
little player.
Yeah, she's a little player. She gets around and she doesn't care who it is.
Right.
Which, you know, that is going to go into some fan theories.
Yes.
And gossip I have for later.
Okay.
And then we see Ryan again.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And he wants to be the cop saying, hey, don't drink and drive.
Ooh,
and hoo-ha-ha. And I want to talk to you, Andy, but privately.
Privately.
So I'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that? What do you think he wanted?
Well, I knew that he was still probably hurting from that conversation with her dad. Mm-hmm. And, of course, any guy that wants the daughter, he wants the father to like him.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be something about that or to talk about, you know,
their hookup.
Have you thought about this anymore?
Yeah.
Can we talk about this? What's going on? You know.
Yeah, totally. and then we have, the next day, we have Andy back at the firehouse,
mm-hmm.
but Jack's turn has started to be captain, and she's surprised that he's there. Oh, you're early.
She really, like, are you really surprised by that, Andy?
Because wouldn't you do the same thing, Andy?
Yeah.
But he was, like, everything was done. Paperwork was done.
Mm-hmm.
All the calibrations that they do, whatever it is, everything was done. And she's kind of taken aback because that's being very organized.
Exactly.
Which is what she is.
Yes.
And
but I think that made me think of when her father was cast. Remember, she would do all the paperwork. She would do all of that. So I think she was, you know, she's not used to not doing it. And so to have to come in and Jack's early one, already done it. She's like, wait. What do I do now?
You're absolutely right. So true. What I thought was a little petty was when she's like, well, I'll go do this. He's like, no, it's already done. And then he calls her lieutenant on purpose because she forced him to call him captain the day before, right?
So just make sure we both know what our titles are today.
Right, exactly. I'm putting you in your place passively.
Oh, my God.
Because you did that to me the whole time you were captain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look at Jack and his no hard rules and how.
What did she think about that?
Well, I was worried at first because I was like, you're just freestyling. You're letting anyone just do whatever.
Right.
Clean whenever. Slide down the pole whenever. Just do whatever.
Right. How do you
run
amok? How do you know it's going to get done?
And who's going to follow up?
Exactly.
But what we learn later on is that he's always actually really prepared.
Yes.
And that's just kind of his style.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's doing it on purpose because... Go ahead,
I was going to get under Andy's skin.
And he
stress her out.
Because we have to remember, they're lovers, too. So he knows her.
Exactly.
So he knows what would get under her skin and what she doesn't like. So his, like, no scheduling, knowing Andy's a rule kind of schedule freak.
Exactly.
That will throw her off her game.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a competition at the end of the day,
yeah.
right? Just saying.
That's true. That's a good point.
Then we see her. So dad comes in and Dad's working reception.
Trying to figure out the phones.
Trying to figure out the phones of the station he's worked at for many years. Exactly. So that says a lot in itself.
Oh, my God.
And Andy freaks out. And she takes Jack aside. Mm-hmm. And she's like, just pissed. What did you think of that?
I just think she is too protective of her father. Like, what harm can come from him being at the station and answering phones? He's not over there ordering anyone around. He's not still trying to be captain. He just wants to be in the mix. And for her to come, I think she was already kind of feeling some type of way towards Jack. And so I feel like she thought that maybe this was another way for him to get under her skin. Like, okay, I'm going to bring her dad back too. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, he's been working under her. He's been the lieutenant for years. He respects this man. He likes being with this man. So it's like, it's not all about you, Andy.
Yeah.
It's not all about you.
Okay. I like that when he said, she goes, well, he's my dad. And he's like, well, he's my captain.
Ooh.
And then she's like, well, you don't want him underfoot all the time. And he's like, actually, I really like his input.
Yeah.
Right? So you saw the contrasting behaviors of the two. And Jack saying, well, I don't know why you're making this such a big deal.
Exactly.
But it was because, again, he was able to, like, pick at her.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't like that at all.
No. And I think another reason, Andy, because I think she takes it personally that people probably think that she's got this job because of her father. So I think him being there, too, is just like another reminder. Like, oh, yeah, my dad's here.
Yeah.
I'm here because of my dad. I think she wants to break away from that. Like, I can do this on my own.
But almost maybe. To her detriment.
Exactly.
Because she's really trying to, like, be like, I'm the captain. Mm-hmm. I'm the captain. I'm the captain.
She's doing too much.
She's doing too much because you just were lieutenant last episode.
Exactly. It's been a couple of days. Yeah. She forgets that Jack has been doing this for
years.
It's nothing against you, and we'll get to that, but
it gives
yourself some time, you know?
Exactly. So then we get called on another call, and they think it's going to be a routine EMT call. I think it's going to be a routine EMT call. And of course, Stacy, like Shonda, you got me again.
Right.
Because we see this cute little girl come running over. I can't get them to breathe. What was your feeling in that moment?
Honestly, like we mentioned this when we watched it. Like, I forgot about this girl. Because remember, in the very beginning, like for a minute, less 30 seconds, and then we don't mention them again. So then when she comes back, she's like, oh my God, what did they do? They're dealing with the smoke, the liquid nitrogen.
And that was brilliant because I remember thinking, ooh, liquid nitrogen, as they were talking about the different types of smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's interesting. And then they brought all the other drama in, so I completely forgot. I got so freaked out when they all turned the corner and there were six just bodies.
Out. They looked dead. Like, they looked dead.
I was like, oh.
You looked at the pool. Like,
and their kids.
Their children.
And then you look at the pool and you're like, wait, what is going on?
What happened?
We see Ben. They tell Ben, go talk to the kid, right? Mm-hmm. Find out what's going on. And they said they were making ice cream with liquid nitrogen. And they decided that they were going to pour some into the pool because they thought it would look cool.
Yeah.
Kids.
Oh, kids. These children.
So they're all asphyxiated from the liquid nitrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was another science fact.
Yeah.
I didn't know what would happen. I was like, wait, did they freeze?
Well, that, and I was like,
no idea.
Okay, so wait, what?
So the nitrogen, when nitrogen hit, what did they say? They took away the oxygen.
Yeah.
Like, so they basically were choking.
Choking.
Yeah.
But then the little girl, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, but then the little girl who seemed totally fine, she was dry drowning. And I was like, I don't even know what that
is. So water was just in her lungs, but it wasn't enough to affect her immediately.
Is that what dry drowning is?
I just got that from the episode, so we're going to be in your comments.
In your comments, and we'll get to that too, but if you guys know what that is, please enlighten us.
Exactly, because that was the first I've heard of it.
So then Jack jumps into the pool.
Hero.
Saves the day.
Yeah.
And he pulls out a little girl called Sydney, who was at the bottom of the pool.
How did he know that? I mean, really, how did he know that?
Well, that's exactly what Andy asked.
Yeah.
How did he know that?
And Travis said he counted the flip-flops.
He counted the flip-flops.
That
six
is only
flip-flops, only five kids.
That's a special person.
That,
to even think about that.
Listen, not only is that special, that shows experience.
Exactly.
And just being giving. Like, he knew who was going to hurt his own lungs.
Yeah.
And he went in to save the day anyways.
Mm-hmm.
He saved that little girl's life.
He saved that little girl's life. He put himself in danger.
And Andy didn't see it. Didn't know anything about it.
They would have left.
And they would have left. So I thought, what if she was captain today? Then what?
The little girl would have died.
Just saying. I don't know. So you see Andy and Travis talking.
Mm-hmm.
And when she's like, well, how did he know? And he mentions the flip-flops. Jack's ready, he said, to be captain.
Right. He just gave it to her. Yeah, straight.
And what did he say?
Jack is more experienced than you.
He's too green.
Exactly.
You're too green.
Oh, and then he said, I lost my husband under a green captain. So I know what that looks like. Okay. Didn't have to mention that.
Yeah. But he's driving his point home. Like, you're too green.
Yeah, but then he was like, we all know you're good, but you don't have the experience. Jack mm-hmm. knows what he's doing already. Like, you need to get there.
Yeah. And he even mentions to her again, like, he forgot that he's been a lieutenant for many years.
Yeah. So 2 days. She's like, 2 days on the job.
Right.
And she's like, calm down.
Sit down.
Please.
Take several seats.
Yes. And I
back seats and learn some things.
Right.
Learn some things.
Like, don't. I feel like the pride gets in the way of so many things. It's just like, take this as an opportunity.
Pride comes before the fall.
Yes. Like, it's a competition, but you also want to learn. And right now, he's better than you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe just learn from that and get better and do better instead of, I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments.
Yes, please.
And then we see Ben again and Vic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Vic. Okay, I noticed something when she was coming to this call with the kid.
I saw that too.
And she was so relieved that it wasn't. You can tell she's the post-traumatic stress from that ordeal. She's like, oh, no fires. We're cool.
Yeah.
We're just going in. Like, she was so relieved that it was not a fire situation. Because she was stressed on that roof.
She was.
For her.
But I also noticed, I thought you were going to say that she had a little moment with Ben as well.
Oh, when?
When they had the banter going to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you know, this is going to be a typical EMT call.
Oh.
And then she like kind of looked over at him.
Right.
I'm not making this up, you guys. I see the spark. I know you guys hate it, but I see it. I see the spark.
I'm just not ready for it. I'm just in denial. That's it.
That's why you didn't see it.
I'm in denial. I don't want it to happen. No. Oh, God.
So we see Andy. I thought this was a really interesting moment, too. She tells the girls what Travis said, that she's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls are trying to, like, hype her up. Like,
typical girlfriend.
Right, yeah. Like, you got this, girl. You can do this. Go, girl. You know? And then she freaks out. She said, this is my race, not yours.
Okay.
And I don't need you to coach me, she says to Maya. And I was like, oh.
Listen.
You took that. Oh.
Exactly. She's so defensive. Like, you need to take a step back, Andy.
And you can't know it all because, like, you've told us many times, you've been a lieutenant for 2 days and a captain for 1 day.
Right.
So maybe just calm down.
Calm down.
Your friends are trying to help you and encourage you.
Exactly. Lord.
I don't know. I thought it was weird.
It was weird. And Maya felt it too. Everyone, well, both of them, Maya and Vic.
Yep.
Just like, okay.
Yeah, and then So I thought that that was an interesting kind of little take.
Mm-hmm.
But they also said, but he kind of kicked butt today. Like, he did a really good job.
Yeah, and finally she agreed.
Yeah, she finally agreed.
He did.
But I don't know if she agreed like she was happy about it.
No.
She agreed like she was like, oh, crap.
Damn.
Yeah, right?
Oh, gosh. But it's like, did you really want him to do poorly? Like, this is still your team. This is still, I mean, come on. Right?
Yeah, right. I agree with you. Then we see Andy and the chief, and they kind of share a moment.
Yes.
Where she's basically giving him a lot of praise.
Mm-hmm.
She respects the fact that...
Jack and the chief? You say Andy and the chief.
Jack and the chief.
Okay.
Did I say Andy?
Yeah.
Oh, because she was lurking.
She was lurking.
That's why.
No one saw her through the glass windows and doors. No one saw Andy over there listening.
I mean...
it's okay.
Yeah. Someone had to have seen her.
Exactly.
So we see them have a moment, mm-hmm. and she's praising him, and she is saying, you know, I respect the fact that you can say that you've made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really see her disdain for Andy.
I know. It's just like, should we stop this competition now? Are you even going to give her a chance?
Right.
Like, why are we wasting time?
And is this about a female-female thing? Like, are we going to be supportive, or do you really think that her dad... was the one that just pushed her through.
Right. She's really holding the nepotism against her, I feel.
100%.
So.
100%.
But then how do you feel about Jack defending her?
and Jack Defensor. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that was great. Like, loyalty is loyalty. Yeah. And he wants a clean fight. And he knows her. And he knows that she's put in some hard work under her father's guidance. Right.
Everything he said was true.
Yeah.
But the chief really was not trying to hear it. She's like, okay, I'm glad you're loyal, but stop while you're ahead.
That's right. That's right. And if you guys want to be ahead, we quickly want to talk about our fabulous founder.
Yes, Maria
Menounos. And
some
stuff that she's doing.
Mm-hmm. If you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we have a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister that you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Just be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us who sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Go check it out.
It's a really great podcast.
It is.
Like, if you guys are anything like me and on the go and you have your iPhone, just download that podcast and pop it into your car or whatever.
During traffic.
Exactly. It's like she's your big sister giving you really great advice, life advice. So
for sure.
Check it out. So what I wanted to do, well, I think we should do this moment as well because I thought it was important too.
Okay.
It's about Ben and Vic again.
Of course it is. Just can't let this go. No, I'm just kidding.
But it's the end of the day.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Right? They're in the locker room.
Yeah.
And Ben just looks perplexed, right? Because he's trying to still...
A little troubled.
Yeah. Trying to figure out the balance of his history with patients versus his history with victims.
Exactly.
And Vic walks over, says, "You look like you need to talk." And she's like, I probably will fall asleep, but I'll listen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take it personally. And I thought, see, that's another shared moment.
But I feel like she did it in like a cool, hey, buddy. Like it wasn't like
right?
Oh, you look like you need to. Like it wasn't flirty at all. It wasn't like, so I don't know. I see where you're coming from. I do.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there.
It's the beginnings of maybe something.
I want to see it, but I don't really want to see it.
Do you really? Okay.
Look, I want to see it because I think that I'm right about it, but I don't want to see it because I love Miranda.
We all do.
So.
Yes.
Anyways, we are going to move on to some news and gossip.
News and gossip.
News and gossip. A lot of stuff going on. So, I know I have a graphic. If we could pop that up, would be great. So, this is the first one that I was like, I don't know how you're going to feel about this.
Okay.
Okay, so I was like reading online, searching, doing that, and I came across an article.
Okay.
We learned in this episode that Maya is bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also saw in this episode how there was a little bit of, not tension, but Maya was snapped at by Andy, right, in the fire truck. So the gossip is that Maya might be harboring feelings for her best friend, Andy.
What?
That's the gossip. What do you think?
I mean, that's definitely possible, and it could be. I think, that would be interesting.
And we already have...
Add some extra tension.
Right, because we already have a love triangle.
Exactly.
And we see that a lot in Shondaland. But...
Well, that could be interesting extra. It could be the little love square.
The love square.
Exactly. Love square.
Exactly.
Yep.
We love Stacey McKee.
Yes.
We love her. She's like Shondaland genius.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Stacey shared a really cute tweet that I wanted to pop up there.
That they all hang out.
They all hang out after hours. I know.
That's so cute.
It's so
cute. That's what you want to see from a cast. It's like, oh, you guys are actually friends.
Yeah, you're friends. And what I thought was really cute about it, that's the other one.
Maya with her sister.
There it is. Mm-hmm. So that's Stacey on the far right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know who the other three are. And they're drinking just like they were drinking day drinking in the episode.
Exactly.
So I thought, yeah, you know what? That's super cute. They're friends in real life, too.
Right.
Love it. And also on Twitter, Danielle, who plays Maya, she also shared something that I thought was really sweet that we talked about last week.
Right.
So she shared a picture of a real-life firefighter sister, and she wrote, "This is my sister in real life. She's a real-life LAFD firefighter. I look up to her and every other firefighter. It's an honor and a gift to portray such an amazing and selfless heroes. I love you at Stephanie Savra, and I hope I am making you proud on Station 19.
And I was that's so cute.
It's like, aw, that's really
and
sweet.
And it's just a sweet coincidence, too. Like, oh, my sister's a real firefighter,
right.
And I get to play one on TV.
On TV.
Like, that's so sweet.
I'm going to go and practice at your firehouse.
Exactly.
And I'm going to call you and say, does that sound right? Does that sound true? And then we love you guys. We love you fans. And you guys have shown out on YouTube. So many comments and banter. So we are adding in our news and gossip section the fan feedback where we'll pick some ones that really stood out to us. And so I have one from Deborah Battle. So at Deborah Battle, she pointed out that Andy's character, Jaina Lee Ortiz, was on Rosewood with Morris Chestnut.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch Rosewood?
I didn't. Like, I saw a couple episodes, but I just saw beautiful people.
Yeah.
They're both beautiful.
Exactly.
So I'm sure she was great on that. We love her on this, though.
She's so amazing.
On Station 19. And then O'Kennell O'Donovan. You're going to really
Dean's
have...
Dean's character. We got to figure out how to pronounce
properly, yeah. So yeah. Dean's character. Again, information from Deborah. His nickname is Oak, and he was one of the original Broadway cast members of Hamilton as Hercules Mulligan James Madison.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Our
fans are
Hamilton.
Amazing. They teach us
That's
all
so
this
cool.
great stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you.
And then at Dawn Fan Forever, so it's Dawn Fan Forever with the number 4, we had that banter last week, like, why is this captain or chief, we thought.
Yeah, we called him chief.
Yeah, why is he all in everyone's business and right. like, what's he doing? Turns out he's a captain, not a chief. So the chief is actually the female chief.
Yeah,
she's the boss. That's the person that stands back.
Yeah, she's the one that's on the ground
right,
communicating.
Right. So I was like, oh, you know what? You're totally right. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Yes.
Thanks, Dawn.
But hey, more facts for us to learn. Like, I didn't realize there was a difference.
Love it. So keep the feedback coming. We love hearing from you guys. We love interacting with you guys. We want to move on to fire facts.
Fire facts.
So what we thought we would do with fire facts, because we're learning in just 3 episodes so many things that we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The blue fire.
Right.
And the smoke and oxygen. So I pulled 5 facts that I thought would be interesting and we can all learn together. Fire facts. So first one, fires require 3 components, fuel, oxygen, and heat.
Okay.
Fires can be stopped in 3 ways, 3 different ways, depending on what type of fire it is. So you can either remove the fuel source by exhausting it or taking it away, remove the oxygen by smothering the fire, or remove the heat by absorbing it with water.
Hmm.
Who knew?
Okay.
So you have to be able to, like, look at the fire and know which way, how you're going to tackle it.
Yeah. Right. Like with the blue fire, it's like water wouldn't have worked.
That's right.
Or this is stamping it out, wouldn't have worked.
Right. So it depends, I guess, on the ratio, fuel, oxygen, heat. Who knows?
Okay.
I'm so sorry I had to cough. Earth is the only known planet where fire can burn everywhere else. Not enough oxygen.
Wow.
Did you know that?
I know.
Yeah.
Huh.
So not all the other planets can't be fire. Not enough oxygen.
Interesting.
Third fun fact. 2 out of every 5 home fires starts in the kitchen. So that's 43%. And 1/3 is because of unattended cooking. But 2/3 because food or other cooking material has ignited.
Mm.
And once that fire starts, it looks like a quick fire.
Oh, Lord.
Which is weird because you see it on TV a lot, too, that, it did start in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like, someone fell asleep
exactly.
or whatever. And then this fact, last fact that I totally loved a lot was the ancient Greeks started fire with a concentrated sunlight. So, you know, you saw how they
yes.
do that thing, or even if you've gone camping and you're like out there, you're like, mm-hmm. right, with the mirror.
Yeah.
That's how they started fire. And it's called a parabolic mirror that focuses solar rays is still used to ignite the Olympic torch. So you know the torch, the
yes.
yeah,
okay.
they do it that way.
Wow, that's really
roots.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. Okay.
Anyways, if you guys have any fun fire facts that you want to send me, please do hit me up in the comments below, and maybe we'll read them. On
Yay!
Air.
Those are good facts, Linda. Thank you.
Oh, no, I learned so much stuff. So our overall feeling, should we move to some predictions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, I think that I'm interested in, and we all know this love triangle is still continuing. So it's interesting to see how often, like, Jack and Andy disagree or bicker, go back and forth. But it's like, you know, that tension, that sexual tension is there. So there's going to fuel off of that.
Yeah.
But then the way the episode ended with Ryan coming in there, oh, I just couldn't sleep. Just so, like, nonchalant, kind of suave a little bit. And so it got Andy thinking, like, oh, you're growing up, I'm growing up too. Okay.
Right.
So
right.
That was like, I feel like it kind of ignited it a little bit more. It's like, oh, Ryan. Maybe got her thinking about him more. But then we see in the preview she's hooking up with Jack again. So, I don't know. Andy, I don't know.
Well, like we said last week, she's a little bit of a mess in the personal department.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. I think that she's going to get further into it with both Jack and Ryan.
Yeah.
And it's going to confuse her some more.
Exactly.
And I think that she's going to butt heads with the chief mm-hmm. in a way that's going to be really, really detrimental.
Probably.
And maybe have her sitting on the back seat for some time.
Yeah.
I do think, and I keep talking about this, I do think that there's going to be something's going to go on with Ben and Vic.
Yes.
And I'm not sure exactly what it is. Maybe they'll just be really great friends
mm-hmm.
Or mentor-mentee.
Yeah.
Even though he's older, she's younger. Anything is possible. I think JJ and Dean are
yeah.
going to get into a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they've bonded over the loss of Seth.
Yeah, that was sad.
That was really, really sad.
Oh.
And you know how they talk about, like, you don't die from the fire, but you die from smoke inhalation.
Yes.
And she's asking him, like, how do you do this every day? Right? Like, how do you do it? And he's like, oh, I normally is able to separate the two.
Exactly.
And then he's like, but not today.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Because it was a little personal, even though he didn't know Seth, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, but you could start to see that he's caring about JJ.
Of course.
So that's why he cared about the
yeah.
situation. And obviously,
yeah.
as a human being that he rescues, so to hear that.
Yeah,
he
carried
passed,
him out. Then
yeah.
he didn't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sad. That's sad. And
so,
if she didn't tell him, though, he never would have known.
That's true. That's true. Those are my predictions. If you guys have any predictions of your own, again, please let us know. We are probably going to wrap now. So if you guys want to continue the conversation with us, please reach out. I'm Linda Antwi at Linda Is So Girly all across social media.
And I'm Sarah Lyons. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness, Lioness with a Y.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.